So let's review. The Gemara continues expounding the text of the Megillah. Vatikra Esther lahasach. Esther summoned Hasach. The Gemara explains, Hasach ze Daniel. This was Daniel. He was called Hasach, which can also be read as Chasach with a ches, either because chatchuhu migdulasoi, he was cut from his position of influence, or conversely, called divrei malchus nechtachin al piv. As the king's advisor, he had the final word on all royal matters. He was sent to Mordechai to find out ladas mazeh ve'al mazeh. The Gemara explains that Esther was asking, Shema avru Yisrael hachamish uchum she'Torah. Perhaps the Yidden are not properly observing the Torah of which it's written, mizeh u'mizeh heim kesuvim. After Esther explained why she could not accept the mission, the Pasuk says, Vayagidu l'Mordechai eis divrei Esther. And they, other messengers, relayed her message to Mordechai. The Gemara points out, Ilu ihu lo azel legabei. Hasach, however, did not relay her message to Mordechai, because ein meshivin al kalkala. One should avoid relaying bad news. Eventually, she agreed to go to the king. Asher loy chados, and the Gemara explains, ad achshav ba'oynis, va'achshav b'rotzen. Until now, she was coerced, but now she was going to him willingly. Therefore, v'chasher avadati avadati, she would be completely lost, as the Gemara explains, kishem shavadati mibeis abo, kach oyved mimcha. Just as I'm lost to my nation, I'll be lost to you, because the woman is forbidden to her husband if she is with another man willingly. And it then says, Vatoimer Esther Lamelech B'Shem Mardechai, from which we learn, Kol Ha'omer Dover B'Shem Omroi Mevi Geula Lo'olam. Haman said, V'chol Zeh Einenu Shoyveli, and the Gemara explains, Zeh Ba B'Puzbuli, Zeh Ba B'Puzbuti. Mordechai had a document stating that Haman was his slave, effectively rendering him penniless. Esther stood in the king's outer chambers, but once she reached the room of the idols, the Shechina left her, and she prayed. Keili, keili, lama azavtani. And she said, Shema ata don al shogi kemezid val oynis kirotzoin. Even though I'm going on my own volition, I'm forced into this situation. Vayihi kirois hamelech es Esther hamalka. The Gemara explains, Gimel malachei hashoreis nizdamnu labois hashoah. Three malachim came to her aid. Echad shigbi es tzavara, ve'echad shemoshach chut shel chesed aleho, ve'echad shemoshach es hasharvit. One lifted her head, another gave her extra grace, and the third extended the scepter. The Gemara cites several opinions how far it extended, ranging from Shtei Amos Hoya v'hamidei al Shteim Esrei. It was 2 amos long and it stretched to 12 amos. Up to Masayim, some say it stretched to 200 amos. Yovai HaMelech v'Haman el HaMishteh. The Gemara asks, Ma rasa Esther shezimna es Haman? Why did Esther invite Haman? And the Gemara cites many reasons. Among them, one, Shelo yitel etza v'yimroid, so that he would not rebel against the king. Two, Shelo yakiru ba shehi Yehudis, so that they would not suspect her of being Jewish. Three, Shelo yomer Yisrael, Ochos yesh lanu beveis hamelech, yesichu daitan min harachamim, so that the Jews would not rely on her and cease davening. Four, kadei sheyareg hu vehi, so that the king would suspect her of being unfaithful and kill both of them. Six, melech hafach v'chon hoyo, Achashverosh was unpredictable, and she wanted Haman to be there the moment the king decided to have him executed. 7. Kenasei b'melech kenasei b'sarim. She wanted to arouse the king's jealousy. Eliyahu HaNavi told Rabba Bar Avua, Kekulu tanoyu kekulu yamuroi. Esther had all of these motives in mind. B'layla ahu nadada shenas ha-melech. The Gemara cites 3 interpretations. 1. Nadada shenas malkoi shel oylam. Hashem Kaviyachal awoke, so to speak, to save his people. 2. Nadudu al yoinim, nadudu tachtoinim. The Malachim disturbed Achashverosh's sleep. 3. Shnas hamelech Achashverosh mamish. Achashverosh couldn't sleep because he was wondering, Maide kamon, is a minte Esther lahaman? Why did Esther invite Haman? Perhaps they're plotting against me. Then he reasoned, Loi have a gavad rachim li dehav moideli. Surely someone would have told me. Then he thought, Dilma ika inish to avad biti vusa vle pirate. Perhaps I owe someone a favor, and that's why he's not helping me. Immediately, He asked for his records.